Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Yes, the German government is under attack. The world is looking at Germany's conduct with great disapproval, especially when it comes to Ukraine. I'm going to start with a comment by Bild Online to the effect that Germany's new chancellor, Olaf Scholz, is unwilling to provide Ukraine with what they need. Ukraine has reacted with strong disapproval and utter disappointment, stating that Scholz's position is absurd. And prophetically speaking, as in the past, Ukraine will not forget Germany's conduct and will act accordingly in the future. The Guardian wrote on April 14, Germany has been seen as the constant backmarker in its support for Ukraine, blocking an EU-wide ban on Russian oil and refusing to provide heavy weaponry from its stocks. Bild Online wrote on April 11 that Mr. Zelensky said Germany plays no leading role in Europe so far. It remains reserved and cold towards Ukraine. The Sun wrote on April 8, don't wait for Germany. Continuing, Olaf Scholz hopes to ditch Kremlin gas by mid-2024. That will be far, far too late. We must cripple Putin's finances now, not just as soon as comfortable Germans consider it convenient. Then we have this article by the Los Angeles Times, dated April 21. As the savage war in Ukraine continues, the world expects Germany, Europe's largest economy and a political heavyweight, to play a central role in the fight to isolate and stop Russia. But how serious is Germany about supporting Ukraine? The German government has slow-walked its support for Ukraine. Scholz announced Germany would provide $1 billion to Ukraine. A decision has been delayed until June. Meanwhile, Russia receives $1 billion a day from Germany and other European countries from sales of its oil and gas. So what's stopping Germany? The article continues. The failure to act exemplifies a persistent attitude among the German political establishment that there could be no peace in Europe without Russia. In practice, this has meant prioritizing Russian interests. The ties between the German and Russian political elites reinforce this deference to Russia. And then the article pretty much concludes. If the horrific invasion of a sovereign European country cannot change the minds of the politicians in Berlin, Germany is not only failing its moral obligations, but also cementing its government's reputation as being beholden to Putin. So Local went a step further. On April 22, they wrote, many of those murdered during Germany's singular historic crime, the Holocaust, were deported from what is today Ukraine. Many others even never made it that far, summarily shot, like the tens of thousands near Kyiv in 1941. Now, 80 years on, civilians have once again been executed in the Kyiv suburbs. While Germany is not the perpetrator this time, it is complicit. Germany's dependency on Russian gas is an abject national failure several decades in the making, and so cannot be fixed overnight. But, to be blunt, we Germans have made our bet, and we now must lie in it. We need to stop importing Putin's gas now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not at the end of the year. How many more massacres have to be uncovered before we take our historical responsibility seriously, when history actually comes calling. This actually was already stated by Deutsche Welle on April 14, according to which the former Ukrainian foreign minister spoke of Ukraine's overall disappointments and frustration about Berlin's role in the crisis. He said there was a perception in Ukraine that Germany was complicit in enabling Moscow to build up its war machine by buying Russian oil and gas. Now, a scandalous revelation, if true, was reported today by Newsmax, according to which Biden pressured Scholz not to end Russian oil imports until after the midterm election in November. The idea seems to be Biden is afraid that otherwise oil prices might go up and that could harm the midterm election's success for him and the Democrats. If that is true, what a terrible abomination would that be? Now, we know that in France, Mr. Macron won, and Scholz was the first one who called him on the phone and congratulated him. But as some papers like Bild Online wrote, it's not really good news for Scholz, because Macron will pressure him to stop gas imports from Russia. And how is Scholz then going to respond? All of this leads to the inevitable downfall of Olaf Scholz. The Local wrote on April 22, contrary to what many commentators are saying, what's most surprising about Olaf Scholz's fall in popularity is not how quickly it has happened, but rather how slowly. In what seems like an eternity ago, back in early February, when the Ukraine war was still a Ukraine crisis, Joe Biden welcomed Olaf Scholz on his first official visit to the White House. And despite the fact that our chancellor refused to make clear that Nord Stream 2 would be cancelled if Russia involved Ukraine or invaded Ukraine, called Germany a reliable partner and did his best to keep his frustration in check. Yet it has been downhill from there on in. Scholz shrank back from any immediate measures which might prove too radical. No heavy weapons for the Ukraine. No embargo on Russian gas. The result is widespread dissatisfaction with Scholz's government and naturally with Scholz himself. But then today, the great change came. On April 26, it was being announced all over the place. Deutsche Welle wrote, after weeks of mounting pressure, the German government will now supply heavy military equipment to Ukraine. The German government on Tuesday confirmed reports that it will approve a delivery of Gepard anti-aircraft tanks. German Defense Minister Christina Lambrecht also said that Berlin was working to train Ukrainian soldiers on German soil. And Fox News added on April 26, Germany authorized the shipment of anti-aircraft tanks to Ukraine on Tuesday, showing a policy shift after months of German leaders blocking the sale. But is it really a shift? It is being reported that the ammunition for the 30 or 50 tanks which are planned to be sent to the Ukraine will only last for 20 minutes. And then, of course, it is also very doubtful that the tanks can be used in Ukraine for at least several months. The reason being, they're old, they're fragile, they are not even being used by the German Bundeswehr. So what we are seeing, my friends, is a weak and incompetent German government. That coalition consisting of the SPD, a left-wing party traditionally in favor of Russia and anti-American. We see the FDP, a business party, and then we see the Green, all of these together building the coalition. That could never work. That was clear from the outset it couldn't work because they have totally different ideas. And now they are being tossed to and fro by every wind of imputed concepts, by pressure. Mr. Scholz has become an extremely weak leader. I feel that he is the weakest leader of Germany since World War II. Similar to Mr. Biden, who is equally a completely weak leader, and both, in my mind, are completely and totally incompetent. So now drastic changes will have to occur, and they will occur. When it comes to Germany, they will occur. When it comes to the United States, they will occur. Unfortunately, in both cases, it is not something which is pleasing to God. And prophecy is very clear as to what is going to happen very soon. We have prepared 3 booklets, and I'd like you to order 3 copies. Germany in Prophecy, Europe in Prophecy, and Evil Empires and Evil People. Now, this title should already tell you what this booklet is all about. So thank you very much for listening and for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.